This week's parasha is Parashas Kisavai, where the parasha starts off with the parasha of Bikurim, and then goes to the parasha of Vidu Maisrais, and then at the end of the parasha we have the Brachos and the Klalos. And the pasuk right before Sheni says, "V'samachta b'chol hatoyi v'ashenos alecha Hashem alekecha." You should be happy with all the good that Hashem bestows on us. And the pasuk later on, in the middle of the Teichacha by the Klalos, the terrible things that unfortunately happened to Klal Yisrael over the terrible Golos. It says in the pasuk, why did this happen to Klal Yisrael? The pasuk says, it's in Perichov Ches, pasuk memzayim tachas asher lo yavarta es Hashem alekecha besimcha uvetuv levav meroiv koil. Because when you had everything, when you didn't have the tzaras, you didn't serve Hashem with simcha uvetuv levav. Like the Rebbeinu Bechai explains, that the pasuk teaches us that when it comes to a mitzvah, there's two parts of the mitzvah. There's a ma'isa mitzvah, and then the simcha is a mitzvah fnei atzva. Besides for the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of the simcha. Val kein zokt Rebbeinu Bechai, yanish v'kan l'misha oived avoida v'osa mitzvah g'shaloy osa v'simcha. L'chein tzarech shiyasa odom ha-mitzvahis v'simcha v'kavana shleima. You have to do the mitzvahs with simcha, with happiness. And because we didn't do it with happiness, therefore, we had these terrible tzarechs of the Teichacha. And the shaila is really, is that such a big einish? Because we didn't do the mitzvahs with simcha, we get such a terrible einish like all these kolos. So I think the answer lies in the words of the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma on this pasuk, Tachas Eshaloi Vatas Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leva M'Rev Koil, explains the pasuk a little differently. He says that this is because the Yidin, they did not serve Hashem with the Simcha of a mitzvah. They served Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Leva M'Rev Koil. You know where they got the Simcha from? They got the Simcha from the more Rev Koil they could get. The more good things they get, that was made them happy. But they weren't Mekayim Ezu Osher HaSemeach Bechelkoi. Whatever Hashem gives us is good enough. They wanted more and more. And I think the message is in this Meshech Chochma is that when it comes to Gashmias Dika things, it never really brings happiness. And you always want more and more. And that's what sometimes we think that's where the happiness is. The happiness is Merayv Koil. And that's what we pursue the happiness of Merayv Koil from the Gashmias. But the real Emes of Simcha comes from Ruchnius. And that has to be our focus. The focus has to be that what makes us happy is Bekude Hashem Yisharim Esam Chilev. The Torah, the mitzvahs, the Avodas Hashem, the Chesed, that's what truly makes us happy. And if we go after the things that the Umas Olam say bring happiness, then that's a big tain on Klal Yisrael. And that's why the Teicha comes, because we're pursuing the wrong things. We're pursuing the Gashmizdika things and not pursuing the Ruchnius. Because if we really had a real drive and desire for the Ruchnius, that's what would bring us Simcha. And that's why the Meshech Chochma Medayik from the Pasuk earlier in the parasha before Sheni, it says, V'samachta b'cha atoy, you should be happy with all the good, asher nosan l'cha Hashem alekecha. And in the Medayik, it says, you should be happy with the toy that Hashem gave you, which means, whatever Hashem gave you, that's what should make you happy. Not, you should want more than that. Because Ezu Asher Asameach b'chalka, you're happy what you have. Whatever asher nosan l'cha Hashem alekecha, you should be happy with that. And then you'll have more time to pursue the Ruchnius. And the Sfasemis gives us a lot of chizuk. The Sfasemis says that Yesh Lumen Mizeh, the Mekal Shekem Amida Toiva, Kishab Nei Yisrael Oivdin LaShem Yisparach Begalus Besimcha, Afa Pivit Shem Echayis Akoyal Mizeh Yavah Agula Be'ez Shem Yisparach. Zokt Mesh Hacham Meredik. He says, look, we had so much and we didn't do it Besimcha, and therefore we got this terrible energy of these Klalus. But we know Mida Toiva is much bigger than Mida of Pranius. It's much, much bigger. Mida Toiva Meruba. Imagine if we keep all the mitzvahs today with Simcha, even though we have so much Tzaras, we have so much Tzaras at Klal Yisrael, and still we go ahead and we do the mitzvahs with Simcha. We do Avodas Hashem with Simcha. You know what that would bring? Mida Toiva Meruba. That would bring us mamish all the way to the Gula. This is the recipe for Gula, Dr. Sasemis. The recipe for Gula is to be Oivir Hashem Begolos B'Simcha. And he says in the Sfasemes, V'lekach nichtav sibas ha-golos. Why did Torah tell us the sibas ha-golos? Lei da'ich l'sakin zeh, ayda'ya hipuch. It teaches us how to fix it. How to fix it the way the opposite. L'schazek b'simchas avoydes Hashem Yisparach, gam mitoich ha-yesurim. That we should be b'simcha in avoydes Hashem, even through the Yisurim. And with that, will be a recipe for Geula. So that's what Sfasemes is teaching us. That if today, even though it's not, we don't have Rav Kerel, we are misameach. With Avodas Hashem, that will Hashem bring us the Geula Shleima, Meir Meinu Amen, Agat Shabbos.